personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
We're back. I was just telling you that Long Island entered phase three. And if you're a foodie, phase three is when you can go eat in a restaurant, Lauren. There's 50% of people now that can be in a restaurant. I was over at Acropolis, great Greek place. I don't know if you've been to this place. It's in Wisconsin. They make the best hummus. Like their hummus, it's like butter. So you go to this Acropolis. I'm a big fan.
I only want to go and take out from there because.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I went there for a takeout. And when I walked in, I came in right before phase three, and the fire department, I think he was fire department, he had like a badge and he looked all official with his fire department hat. He was asking for the owner to understand how they were doing their layout. It was kind of interesting, you know.
It's a very closed place.
Well, I'm a voyeur, so I was like enjoying watching the fire department like inspect, and I think he was going over the rules. I don't know if you all realize that in phase three, there's rules. 50% capacity. That's it. Like, you can't do more. And you said about how close space it is. They had to have 6 feet between tables. That was kind of interesting. And they also said when 6 feet isn't good, because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been at a table with a kid, like Lauren and I have. We have a six-year-old. We also have a one-year-old. But the six-year-old, he don't sit in his seat. He is like 10 feet off the table. He's back at the...
It's going to be a very long time to bring a child into a restaurant.
Well, so here's what they said. You need to have physical barriers between tables of greater or equal to the feet rules because, you know what? How are you going to keep them at the table? But then these barriers, here's the best part, ready? They can't obstruct emergency or fire exits. I think that's why the fire guy was there. So you need 6 feet. You can't have more than 50% occupancy. You need barriers, but the barriers can't block emergency exits. But here's the part that really bugs me out. And you said you want curbside. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to keep doing curbside. How do you order? Like, I like ordering over the phone. I don't want
I want the restaurants to all have apps. So if I'm going to even go near one, give me the app. I'm ordering through the app. I don't want to actually talk to the waiter. Not for me.
I have to tell you, and before coronavirus, I always found it awkward to talk to the waiter when they're like, hi, my name's Sally, and I'm going to be serving you.
You have to practice your soft skills.
Yeah, it's like, no, but like, seriously, like, they have to practice their soft skills. I'm the patron. I always felt like it was work when I was talking to the waitress or waiter when he was coming over. I felt like it was my job to make them smile. Like, they looked at me like, pressure's on. And now, no, I like when you order with an app. I'm with you. So we have that. And then we also have personal care opening up. So you can get your tattoo now. That's important because I think everyone's going to get one that says COVID. You don't think so?
19.
What? COVID-19, yeah, that's good. You can get your nails done. You can. And piercings, Laura.
Wow, you know what my favorite is when you look at the Facebook community pages when everybody's like, well, I went to this nail salon or I went to that nail salon and this nail salon is doing this and that one's doing this. And listen, there's all regulations. They all have to be following the same regulations. So if one is doing something that makes them up in your face without any protective gear, they're not following regulations.
So I'm going to tell you the biggest issue. I know you were giving really smart advice. I actually tuned out because I was thinking about something for a second. Because while personal care is going on, do you know that they're restricting mustache waxing? I would think that should be like the first thing that we allow. These lady stashes are not for me. And I was like, I was putting in a petition that they should allow the mustache waxing first.
Or at least give at-home mustache waxing kits to go.
Like, think about how many ladies got the mustache now.
Public health campaign. I think. Get rid of the stash.
Let's lose
hashtag
the stash.
Hashtag no stash.
Yeah, like, come on. Hashtag no stash. Like, and they're not allowing that yet. And they also closed waiting rooms. And I don't know if you heard, talking about closings, there's now talk that the Governor Cuomo, is studying. He didn't say no. A lot of people said he said no, but he said he's studying whether malls, gyms, and movie theaters are going to open in phase four. And he's saying that those are high-risk areas that you can't go in. I actually had a consult from a lady. She calls me up and she goes, I want to sue the mall because they're not letting people get to my place. It wasn't the stupid mall lady. The law is that unless you have your own egress, your own door, you know how some stores in the mall you could pull up and you walk right in? They can't let you in. Like, they'd be violating a law there. Like, so the rule is now malls can be open if there's stores that have their own entrance. But they're not even sure if they're going to open in phase four. That's like a big deal. And for all you people out there going, well, Governor King, you know what they call him when they don't like Cuomo?
Tell me.
King Cuomo. I wish people wouldn't like me. You call me King Lieb. I'm ready. I'm King Lieb. My mother, when I was little, we grew up by a Cadillac dealer named King O'Rourke, and she told me that I should marry into the family so I could be King Lieb. She thought the first name was King. I just thought that was a great, I'm going to be royalty. That would
I'll
be good.
I'll get you a crown.
It would be, so stupid people. Stupid people. Stupid people. I don't know if you saw that this week we had a U.S. record for the highest single day of COVID so far. Florida has COVID everywhere. Texas has COVID everywhere. California has COVID everywhere. This isn't a political thing. This isn't if you wear a mask, you're against the Republicans. That's the stupidest thing ever. I'm against dying. That's what
I'm pro-living.
I'm pro-life. So I thought about it and I decided that if I had a choice between living and dying. I'm not pro-life. I'm pro-life like me living, my life. I'm pro my life living. I think that's very important that you point that out there. I am pro my life. I really would prefer to live. And usually what I do is I schedule long in advance so I have plans so I can't die that day. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, we're going to go far in advance for
that. That's the way I do it. So anyway, my point to you is that this stuff isn't going anywhere. And when people are freaking out, the malls might not open. The movie theaters might not open. When they're freaking out about the gyms not opening, I'm freaking out that we're going to go back into our homes and there's going to be back stay-at-home orders if you idiots don't wear your masks. I'm telling you to wear your mask.
And it's summer now. The weather's fantastic. I don't want to go back in the winter and not be able to go outside. Wear your mask.
And you make a good point. It is summer. So if you're 6 feet from someone, I don't care if you wear a mask. Like, just stay away from people then. That works too. Like, I go down to the beach and I take my mask off when there's no one near me. It's just, it's rude. Like, if you have a chance to help someone else, stay away. And why is that so important? Because when that someone else gets sick and we start getting numbers, again, 38,000 new cases is a single day total in the U.S. 38,000 cases. Do you know what that's going to do to the economy if that comes back to New York? New York's now one of the three best states on this. And I want to stay winning against Corona. I don't care if a Republican's the governor. I don't care if a Democrat's the governor. I don't care if a Martian's the governor. I don't want COVID in my state. That's just where I'm at on this because it's terrible for investors. Did you guys see how it's affecting investors? Lauren, you know about my big man muscles? The gym is that away.
Ow,
well, they're deflating. She's making a face. I'm going to tell you why, because GNC is closing all of its stores. Did you see this? Lauren, GNC, they're closing 1,200 stores from a bankruptcy right now. This is what COVID does to you. Like, this is big stuff. GNC is closing their stores. And I don't know if you saw this. For all you people that think Bill Gates and Microsoft, I mentioned that, is behind COVID.
Which is not, by the way.
But let's say it is. Microsoft is now closing all their physical stores and taking a $450 million hit. So their big strategic plan was to close all their stores. Think about that for a second. Like, why would they do that? And I'm reading in the newspaper as we're going here. I'm reading in the newspaper that Texas and Florida are closing all the bars again. They're going backwards. So instead of going from phase three to phase four and then saying, why aren't the malls open and everything else, they're going the other way.
People have to be very careful when they drink. You lose your inhibitions when you drink. So you might start off
Whoa. You need to drink more then. Would you like to have a drink?
When I drink.
What happens?
I lose my inhibitions.
Let's drink then. You are my wife. Come on.
I'm saying that if I'm in public and I am at a bar and I start with the mask by drink number 1.5 to drink number 2, the mask is going to be off. It's just you're putting yourself in danger.
Like, I don't understand why on earth you'd want to go to a bar when you have to have social distancing. The entire point, I've been married for a while now, but the entire point that I went to a bar when I was younger was to do the antithesis of social distancing. I wanted to do social touching. Like, I didn't go to the bar to talk to anyone. Like, I don't know about you people. Some people go, I want to be social. I just wanted to bring someone home with me. Like, that was my only goal at the bar. Like, what are you doing? Like, if you want an intellectual conversation, go to a library. Like, don't go to a bar. Like, what are you going to do? Have some soup nuts with someone? Like, my whole goal at a bar was to buy someone a drink and pick them up. The goal was how many phone numbers you could get at the bar. Why would you want to go to a bar that you have to social distance at?
That's maybe you should create an app where, like, you can go there, but then you scan your face or something, and then some sort of Tinder, then you meet the person 6 feet away, and then you can talk online. I don't know.
Well, the good thing, Lauren, is if you have a lot of acne these days, you can just wear a mask and cover it up. You don't have to use Clearasil. Like, that's the big thing.
They make Botox types masks. Make little lip injections on your mask.
Lauren's going to be exploring. But remember, you can't get any of your mustache taken off because they haven't done, you don't have one. But like, she's looking at me like, I do not have a mustache. So anyway, What's going on is there's a lot of news that's happening with COVID and it's coming back, and we're seeing how it's affecting the world. How are we seeing it? The world of real estate. I'm seeing right now on CNBC, they have a headline that says coronavirus mortgage bailouts suddenly swell as homeowners struggle. And yes, it's true. Yes, it's true, Lauren, that there's all these programs where you can get a forbearance, and they're even allowing you to put the money on the back end. But when homeowners stop paying their mortgage, even if they're getting relief from their mortgage company, I'm questioning what other bills they're not paying. I'm thinking to myself, their first concern probably wasn't their mortgage company. What other bills aren't they paying? And how are we going to have an economic recession that's an indicator of recession that's really bugging me out? And I don't know if you saw. There's now rules about new foreclosure forms. And they're stopping foreclosures. And there's a lot of dispute about this. I read that they're starting them, they're stopping them, they're starting them. You can file forms now. But there's new laws that you have to have a good faith affidavit about, that there's no restrictions, and give extension of time notices. And the same thing's happening for evictions now. There's new legal requirements in the state of New York, mumbo jumbo, that you have to do to start it. And we're not even sure when the court's going to give you a hearing. Because why again? No one's sure what's going to happen with COVID. And I guess this is the best way that I could sum this up. Everyone wants to know what they should do in investing with COVID. And I always say it like this. I've never lived through a pandemic before. Have you? What we're going to do after the break, because it's coming up right now. What we're going to do after the break, Lauren, is I want to go in deeper dive into this eviction thing, because there's a lot of misnomers about how people could just squat and squat and squat and squat, and the moratorium's ending.
There's a huge squatting problem right now going on in the Hamptons, too.
Yeah, we're going to get to that after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lee.